Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. My name's Barney. To my left is fucking Stiffy. How are you, brother?
Hey, I am good. I'm really good. Yeah, welcome to the Lads Podcast. Of course, the Lads, it's lifestyle, adventures, and some good old cracking daily stories. That's what Lads stand for, so hold on. I'll crack a tin and we'll give you a grin, you know?
Speaking of cracking a tin, we better do a drink review. Do you want to get into the admin, get that shit over and done.
Well, admin this week, mate. It's growing. I've shown you some stats.
Yep.
And actually, we just did. My brother Jeff, he talked about the oil rigs. The gas rigs. I kept fucking that up.
So many more questions for Jeff.
Oh, that was such a good potty, yeah. And that hour and 15 minutes went way too fast, yeah. Because there was a lot of stuff that we missed with that chat with him. And, so many more questions.
Yeah, maybe we can get him back on for another
maybe,
swing.
Maybe, yeah. And that was just his career. That's, you know, so much more to it. So, yeah. Mate, thanks, Jeff, again, for coming on board and sitting down with us. It was probably a little bit scary for him for the first one, but I reckon, you know, even through that halfway through, I reckon he started relaxing and getting into it. So, I can only just see the next time that he comes on, you know, and I reckon he'll be part of the furniture.
So that was good.
Getting some really good feedback about that too, which is great. And that's the whole, with this potty, like we want to get guests on too. And we've got a couple already in the bank. That we've talked about. I don't want to let too many cats out of the bag just yet, but we've got a couple coming up over the next few episodes. So stay tuned because I can't wait for the next couple to come on and we talk about their lifestyle and what they get into. So, it's great. So if you want to participate in the Lads Potty, it's theladspotty@gmail.com. Give us a call, pick up your phone. Everybody's got a voice recorder.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Even
to do.
I can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually showed my old man how to do it, and he can pretty much do it now.
Yeah.
Voice record a message. It's simple as that. Pick up your voice recorder. Keep it to that 2-minute mark. 2.5 minutes, fine. But that's good. And then just simply email that as an attachment to the Lads Potty, so PODDY@gmail.com. And we'll get you on. Now, you can use that for a number of things, can't you? You can use that for telling us a good old cracking story. What you've been up to, if you've got a bit of head noise going on, you want to unload, or if you can relate to anything that you've heard on the episodes prior to this, and you've got a story about what relates to you,
send it in
and we'll play it.
Yeah.
So, mate, other than a bit about admin, we're growing, we're getting,
you've done that.
On Spotify and, of course, Apple iPod. They're all on there. Give us a 5-star review because that helps us grow this podcast and also tell a mate. And if you see us at the pub one day, we'll buy you a beer just because you told a mate.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's how we can grow.
Speaking of beer, let's have a drink.
Mate, I'm fucking really parched.
Fucking dry as.
My mouth is really dry. So,
what are you dry as?
Dry.
There's a lot of sayings in there. Like, that's going to bring up a lot.
It's straight away nasty. That's the first one that sort of came to me straight away.
Let me get some drinks.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Open up that big fridge door again, mate. Now, what have we got in today's vault? Today's vault? I'll let you talk to the lads and the listeners about what we're about to consume because It's going to be cold and wet, which is good. But what have you got here today, Barney? What have you got here today, mate?
Sorry, mate. Just had to shut the fridge, mate. We've got a Espanol in a can, a tequila sparking margarita.
Wow. Okay, so
there's a fucking bit going on there. And there's like a fucking skeleton riding a chicken with a spear attacking another skeleton. So
yeah, which that's pretty cool, eh?
4.3%.
1.2.
Pretty sure it's not made in Australia.
Yep.
It's definitely Mexico. Shout out to Pablo.
Yeah, mate. So
lemon and lime.
Lemon.
With natural flavours. So right out,
no,
let's
it's actually lime and triple sec, mate. I can read that.
Lime and I did say. Yeah. Right out.
Right, here we go. I'm into it. Yeah, that was good. Oh. Oh. Wow.
That was a delayed one, wasn't it?
No, but that had some nice crack. You know how I said it on another potty? It sounded like crackling on.
Yep.
If you're eating pork crackle. Oh.
Yep.
I just got a whiff of it too. It smells good. So first whiff, actually, I can smell the lime. What do you reckon?
It's definitely got a big lime hit.
Hey, that's all right, eh? That triple sec too.
What is triple sec?
Yeah.
Good question, it's like a presented.
Well, exactly. I think it's like a liqueur that you can use in multiple different cocktails.
Yep.
If I'm wrong, I'm going to fucking hear about it, aren't I?
Cheers, mate.
Yep, cheers, mate. Bum. Yeah, well done. Today's a Monday. This episode will drop on a Thursday, which is fine, but it's been hectic, eh? Like,
How's your week been, mate?
Well, before I get into that, I need another drink. That's how fucking thirsty
I am. One more sip.
I'll get you a laughing gear around that.
Mm.
Mate, my week, holy. I think since we've both sat down last time and had a good old chat. Oh, dude. You know what didn't happen?
What didn't happen, Stiffy? Tell me.
Last time we spoke, I was supposed to go to gym 4 mornings. Yes. Yep.
Right out. So
it didn't. Oh.
Send us a message. You got to punish him for it. You've been bad.
Yeah, I need to be punished.
You've been bad.
I've been a naughty boy.
I've got a few things that I'd sort of, yeah.
So, mate, I was supposed to go to gym 4 mornings last week and I went to absolutely fucking none.
Zero. So tomorrow's a new day, yeah?
Yeah, but I'm guaranteeing I'm not going tomorrow.
You're not? Why not?
Got a bit on. I got to slap myself around the fucking head.
Maybe he's got to do like a half marathon sometime or something like that.
There's a race coming up. Anyway, so that was last week. I was supposed to do 4 mornings of gym last week. So I need a consequence. Yep, didn't do it. This week I'm not guaranteed. Okay. No, I'm not even going to go into it. I'm just going to try again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 3 mornings. I'll try. Oh, that was such a weight off my shoulders just talking to you about that.
And we didn't even put the cone of silence down, so.
I still haven't got that working. The Chinese instructions and that fucking thing. I'm over it.
It's
fuck
stuck.
Yeah.
It's stuck. That's why you buy Australian.
Yeah.
Buy Australian.
There was none available in Australia. As in Australian made.
Yeah, you can get one from America because that's where obviously Maxwell Smart and that was from.
Yeah, so, but that's not made in Australia.
No.
Australia.
You don't buy from China.
China. Mate, everything's from China. Other than my week of last week not going to gym, it's been fucking hectic again. Lots going on with work. Fuck, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Like really busy. Fucking pulling my hair out, which is good. I'm not really pulling my hair out in a bad way. You know when you're just busy, but yet you know you're getting shit done,
yep.
And you're happy with that. It's when you're really fucking busy and it feels like you're getting nothing done, where that does my head in.
Yep.
That part doesn't
feel like you're being productive.
Yeah, correct. But when you're busy and you know you're productive and you're getting shit done, all you can do is pat yourself on the back, right? Like you're ticking boxes. You're doing good.
I'd like to thank me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You've got to thank
that's
yourself,
that's our
the only
intro song.
That's actually fucking doing stuff.
Correct. So, I'm feeling good, but at the same time, fuck, it's busy. Yeah.
Yep.
So, mate, that's a bit about me. I guess my weekend was crazy again. Didn't do too much with anything exciting, I guess. But exciting for me it is, yes. But nothing that I need to unload today. So what did you get up to? Or how's your week been?
Yeah, well, I went back to Fraser again. So I'm not going to bore everyone with all the Fraser stories and shit like that. But I'll tell you
but
what.
But before you go there, Fraser again, fuck you, get around. But that's what this potty's about.
Yeah.
Adventures. That's the A in lads.
Yeah.
Adventures. And we told you at the start of this when we started, we're going to be going on adventures. And just by happens a chance, you've been to Fraser twice now.
Go again on the 17th of August.
So, and I'm
for
going
a week this time though, so not for 3 days like this one was. That was a, and I didn't do a wheel bearing this time. So,
and you took your family this time.
I took the family, so I took the wife, the daughter, and the daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah,
so it was a bit more of a family orientated still, but yeah, still had the beer on the beach at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh. Hang on, back that up a little bit before you got to the beach.
I didn't go around the roundabout 3 times.
No.
I forgot. I was just...
Were you driving?
Yes, I was driving.
Oh, that's
this time
even
and I
worse.
Was, yeah, I was a little bit sort of flustered. I'm not getting there. Yep. Which brings me to this, like fucking road trips with family.
Yeah. Yes.
Mate,
yes.
There's rules and regulations. Do you have rules and regulations?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. So,
hit me with some of yours, mate. Because
you want me to go first?
Well, look, I'll go through a few of mine.
You go first.
Let's just start off, let's back it up one. Like, so you're packing your car. So I've got to pack the Land Cruiser. Yes, I know it's a fucking Prado, but it's still a Land Cruiser. Eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah.
So you're packing that. So you're not just chucking shit in there willy-nilly. It's like I've got drawers in there, got fridges, and I had to take all my piss out of there because we had to take so much food over.
Yep.
So I'm off it already. So, and then I'm starting to tie shit on the roof rack. And I hate tying shit on the fucking roof rack. Going around looking like the Beverly Hillbillies. It's just, yeah, you fucking load everything up. And it's there for the solar panels and the bits and pieces. So I've got fucking chairs on there. But there's 4 people in the Land Cruiser.
Yeah, so there's a fair bit going
on. So there's a bit going on in there. So you got to take all your sleeping gear. Fortunately, I've got a mate over there that's got all the bloody cooking gear and everything. So it's, but you've got to take enough stuff for like 3 days, but that's the same amount as you need for 7 days. So
correct.
I'm packing stuff away, and it's like Tetris for me. I'm fucking putting that in, putting it all down to the fucking side. I've got shit going on. Look, there's a plan.
Yeah.
It's not written down anywhere.
No.
But there's a plan in my head, and someone, oh, fucking the fucking big bag.
Yeah.
Hey,
how's that going?
No. I said, where the fuck is that going? It's going. And dumps it in the middle of my fucking Tetris shit. I'm just going, no wonder I drink. Like, it's fucking.
Yeah.
So what's your packing? Yeah.
So it depends on, and this, you can relate to this. It depends on how many people are going and what vehicle you're taking.
Yeah.
So the last time I did go away to Fraser, which was actually about this time last year, I think it was August, my son wanted to take the old Hilux. So we got it back on the road. But the best, and so just a dual, it's just a single cab, just 2 seats in the front or 2.5 seats, but it's got a massive big tray on the back. What we did was I put my dad's canopy on the back. It's a vinyl canopy. So you're just putting this massive big thing on the back that's now become waterproof in a way.
Yeah.
So and you can just throwing shit in. You're not, there's no real organization. It's just throw in what you want because we've got fuck tons of room.
Yep.
So that's
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And then I don't really have any issues with that because it's just the only issue I have is it's a Hilux, and the canopy I use is off a Cruiser. It sticks about fucking 2 feet above the roof line.
Oh, so it's
Hilux.
Like fucking double story.
It's like a fucking, it's like driving up the Bruce Highway with a fucking billboard on the top of your roof rack. Just, man, like flat out, I'm fuck all doing 85, 90K an hour doing flat out because of the windbreak.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, well, that's just, you know, getting there and getting back's a pain in the dick. But while you're over on Fraser, that you don't have that issue.
Yeah.
So this time, next time I go, I'm going to be going in the Ranger. So, yeah, I'm probably...
And it's got a canopy on it as well. So, you can be fucking throwing shit around.
Yeah, but there's three of us going, which means three swags, which means a bit of cooking stuff. There's food and whatnot. So, and you want to keep the inside of your car as decluttered as possible because otherwise you've just got more shit in the car. So, there's a head fuck there anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd like to be organized, but at the same time, I find a disorganized, I need to be okay with disorganization because I think when it's disorganized, I have a better trip.
Yep. Yeah, when you should have seen, I should have taken some fucking photos, mate. The shit in the back seat of this car. But it was sort of good because it was Holly and her boyfriend side by side and they just fucking constantly take the piss out of each other and torment each other.
Yeah.
So we built a fucking wall. We built a wall so they couldn't actually fucking sit there and annoy each other the whole way, which sort of made my trip up there a little bit better anyway. But yeah, there's fucking Eskies in there. Just chuck shit in there. It fucking balls my piss.
Oh, that's cold.
But it was a fucking good trip up there. But I mean, then there's the rules. So, like, I always get into the car, and everyone's because it was like 2:30 in the morning. So,
yeah,
everyone's fucking sleepy, and I'm normally up around that 3 o'clock, so I'm pretty well awake. So I always get into the car and go,
"This is your captain speaking. This is thank you very much for flying Rebel Air. We will not be fucking stopping anywhere until we get there. So fucking hold on and suck it up."
Yeah, right.
So that's it.
So did anyone whinge about a toilet break like old like Willie?
No
one wanted a toilet break?
I was actually the first person that had to stop for a fucking toilet break.
Where did you stop?
Oh, I was the fucking Forest Glen BP.
Oh, you didn't even... That's not... What? That's yeah, only an hour. That's not even an
I
hour.
I got the old coffee belly. So I think that was about roughly what time I normally get up in the morning. So you get that routine through and I went, fuck my life.
So you said at the start, we're not stopping. We're not stopping.
Yeah, fucking everyone took the piss out of me.
Yeah, that sucks.
Which is good, but yeah, it's...
Yeah, good. And otherwise, weather-wise, good?
Mate, the weather was really good.
So the main purpose of this trip was for Holly to drive.
Yeah, learn so... What
happened? So how'd it go?
I got all the way over to Hook Point and we let the tyres down. We only took about 10 pounds out there because there was a fair bit of rain and shit over there, so we didn't need to... Led a lot down, and the Land Cruiser's actually got a big lift in it as well, so it sort of travels very well. Her first initial off the barge was just sheer panic.
Oh, yeah.
She's, it's going everywhere. I said, just fucking drive it. Fucking right foot down and drive it.
Because
it's like a race.
Yeah, well, off the barge on Fraser around Hook Point, that first bit is just narrow and soft sand.
So she, once she got into a bit of a cruise, it might have taken probably half an hour, like, and then we got over into the harder sand and just trying to show them where, the creeks don't be fucking left and right real quick or watch out for other idiots. It's pretty simple sort of driving over there. So once you just got to... be aware. So it's but yeah, she done really well until we got to Nogala Rocks. And for the listeners who don't know, Nogala Rocks is a big deep gouge into the rocks. They're all coffee rocks, so it's quite soft and everything, and it's quite tight. And she said, "I don't want to do it first up." I said, "Right, I'll drive up through Nogala Rocks when we go up to the Cape and you can drive back." And when you get out in Nogala, it's sort of a bit of an uphill climb of really soft sand, a hard left, hard right, back down, and then you're there.
Yeah.
So she's driving on the way back, and I said, "Just feed it. Got to get some.
You need momentum.
Got a bit of shit and about you need that horse, just drive it."
Yep.
Well, mate, we've been where no man had been before. Like, mate, she'd make new tracks. So it's obviously just grabbed on the side of it. We're up fucking banks, down banks. We never got bogged or anything, but
that was a wild, mate,
it was a fucking wild ride. Like, it was, Lucky I never had an open can of beer because that would have been spilt everywhere. But no, mate, she really did love it. So it's not true what they say. Girls can do stuff. So
100%.
Yeah, shout out to Ollie.
She's, well, good on you.
Yeah, she done a really good job. So
yeah, that's good. That's all about the adventure of, especially teaching your kid something too. Like it's a proud dad moment.
Oh yeah, like catching a fish. Like yeah, she
yep
can't fish.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've fucking smashing them, like just getting brim after brim up on the Cape and stuff like that. But the most unluckiest fish on the last day, it was a flathead out in the middle of the ocean, and it was only a little tiny one, yep, jumped on a hook. I think she might have even jagged it, actually. Yeah. So, but yeah, we're just giving her full shit about that. So she loved it. No, it was really good, mate. The weather was good. Beer was good. Company was good. Yeah. So.
Good.
Mm.
Excellent. What else you got?
Mate, the other thing is, like, yeah, your snacks and shit like that. So do you have limited snacks? Like you?
Food-wise, depending, obviously, of course, depends on how many days you're going for. But, yeah, I just like to fill the car up full of stuff so you've got stuff.
So you don't have to stop. Like, if it's 4 hours, you should be able to get, well, here's me saying that, but I had to stop.
You had to stop, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm fucking really, I just, yeah. I put myself into it.
I think I like to have plenty of stuff in the food, like in the car, especially when you leave, because if you're up there for 3 or 4 days, you'll consume it somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah.
No, but that's pretty much Fraser in a bit of a nutshell, mate.
Oh,
so
good.
We've done a lot of other things, but I don't want to sort of bore everyone.
Yeah, that's good.
Just a mundane Fraser trip.
Something I did this week was a bit of Facebook. So I did start a new Facebook group. So we've got the lads Facebook page, which has been out for a while now. And I think the first thing we've actually put on there was Jeff's episode 16, what we just released.
Yep.
So, but what I've done is released a group, which is just called the Lads podcast group. And that's just so that we've got a private group, as in just whoever wants to come on board into that group to talk all things life, adventure, and daily stories. And you know, you can pretty much tell us whatever you're doing, you know. So
maybe you can give Stiffy's consequences for not going to the gym, actually.
Oh, put it on the group chat. Yeah. Definitely.
Actually, I might speak to a couple of blokes tonight and give them my ideas and
put
it in the group chat.
On your Facebook, go to groups and then look for the Lads podcast. And of course, for all you listeners out there, there's a question to answer. It's very simple. The question relates to getting out of your head and getting into the shed. And you've just got to answer that question. Answer is the shed, of course. Anyone that's listening to this is going to get it. So, it's where our listeners can post and start building a great fucking amazing community. So jump on the Lads podcast group page. So that's something that's new as well, that we're, because we are growing. Things are happening. We've got the audio, we've got the visuals, and I'm starting to also do a lot of editing, which is time consuming, but it also it's interesting as well.
But you're learning a new
skill set.
So, yeah. And that's the thing, is it's interesting, so you're going to try it. So you're going to keep on doing it, you're going to get better and better.
So that's the thing. It is just a time thing. And then I've got a few things in the background happening that I'm waiting for to come through. So we'll get there. So everyone that's listening to this potty about, we keep saying we've got visuals. We have. We'll get them out there when we can. But anyway, start sharing it too. Like if the post that we've got up, by all means, share it around. It's pretty, pretty good.
Absolutely.
Mate, talking about socials, our Facebook, one thing I wanted to talk to you about, I follow a guy on Instagram. His name is Francis Francis Borges. He's a cracking young fella. He's a train enthusiast. So check out his Instagram website. It's Francis_Borges. So Borges.
If it's the one that I'm thinking of, it's probably the Pommy dude.
Yes.
Yeah. Him. He gets really fucking passionate.
Very passionate.
Have you seen his girlfriend?
Yeah. Hot as fuck.
Hot as fuck. Like, he just carries it. That's got to be all played, hasn't it?
I don't know, mate, but he cracks me up. He's a very funny guy. He's got this banter about him that I like.
Yep.
And I've been following him for a while now, probably a good six, 8 months.
I also follow him too. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And his passion is trains, of course. His old man and his grandfather were in the train industry, and I think one of his grandfathers, or maybe even great-grandfathers, saved one of the train lines from getting commended and then ripped up, and it still exists today, and some old steam locomotives go on that train, and you know, do all sorts of trips and whatnot. But the way he does his editing and his video creating, I just love it because he's got this quirkiness about him.
Yeah.
And he just love the some of the words he uses regarding thrushing. So now obviously that is a term that's used about steam trains and diesel trains, maybe when they thrust or thrushing. It sounds a bit weird, but thrushing. He'll say, you know, oh, it's going to come in thrushing or something like that, and I sort of giggle. But yeah, then he's also straps the GoPro to his head.
Yeah, which makes it look really fucking funny.
Like a fisheye lens on his on his face.
Yeah.
And I love it.
He's excited.
Yeah.
He's dead set fucking genuinely excited. Fuck,
he gets
about
into
things.
It, doesn't he?
Maybe put a link up on the on our Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, I will. I'll have to put a link up there about Francis Borges. Yeah. Cuz it's cool as fuck, I reckon.
Absolutely.
I actually look forward to seeing some of his Instagram, you know, because I might forget about it over a few days, and then you're scrolling and the next minute he pops up and, oh, it's just like, hey. I reckon you must, you know, it's probably a reason why you follow some people, because you become relate. There must be either you relate to that person or relate to the content that they are showing. Or you just relate to them, don't you? Or you find them funny.
Just how simple it is, like what they're doing. Like it was that Tezza, the Tonight's Effort.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, that is just like, just here's a bloke just videoing his floor, his dead soldiers, his meal. But it's fucking interesting.
It is, like, it's a classic.
It's the same thing over and over and over. But yeah, love it.
So yeah, mate, that cracks me up about trains. And there's a few things that I follow on Instagram, so no doubt everyone else does. So maybe if you got something unique and funny that you follow.
Oh, yeah, put it on our Insta or
put it on Facebook. Our Facebook or our Insta. Yeah.
We'll start following you.
And so that our community, which is obviously involve you guys, we can all get around it.
Yeah, take us on your journey.
Yeah, 100%.
And if you want to come on the show too, and a lot of people won't actually think they're interesting or not, but mate, there are so many interesting people that you meet day to day, like their stories and shit like that. I'd love to tell a lot of those.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Especially the people I sort of work with and that. Like, you sort of sit down there and you're talking to them and just go, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you've got some stories.
You've got some good shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mate, so that just reminded me to talk to you about that. I also have, so I've been over the last couple of weeks, I've been doing, a little bit of music as in on here.
Yep.
I'd bring something cool up. So nothing really stuck out this week except for, I did have a song pop on my Spotify, and I'm like, fuck yeah, that's taken me back in time. Now I've got this song, it's a remix as well. I think this came out probably 20 years ago. It's a New Zealand sort of rap band called Scribe. And I'll just play a bit of it. Here we go.
Hit me.
How many dudes you know go like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Congratulations.
Not many. If
you made it.
Not many. If any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock and show like this? I don't know anybody.
Yo, Scribe's here, so give it up. I never put the mic down when I pick it up. I rip it up so dope this year. Everybody wanna hit a vibe. But y'all need to breathe because you're hicking up. We refuse to leave, you can't get rid of us. Yo, they think I'm on drugs because I come in the club. And I be dancing by myself like I don't give a fuck. What? Scribe on the mic, I write an elegant flow.
Anybody, how many dudes you know?
Yeah, there you go. So, how good's that?
You love your rappy.
Do you like that type of music?
I like a bit of everything. Like, that's obviously a bit of Flow Rider too, isn't it?
No, that's just Scribe. No, it doesn't have Flow Rider in it. It's just a remix with of Scribe. Yeah. Right. So it doesn't have Flo Rida in it.
Yeah.
No.
So yeah, look, mate, I'm open to all sorts of music and stuff like
yeah.
that. So
yep. yeah. Well, that takes me back to 20 years ago, like I said, but it popped on, and I just love that type of beat where it's uplifting.
Yeah, I can see you start.
It makes me smile. Like some obviously people, people love music. We all love music. It's just different genres, I guess, that excites people. But Scribe is a Kiwi band that was nuts, 20 years ago when they hit the mainstream. I think there's been a bit of a downfall with them these days. As might have been about 8 years ago, they got in trouble with a bit of naughty stuff. But
okay, that'll do it.
That'll do it. But I have no doubt that these guys will come back maybe one day, and you'll see them at a what are those festivals called? A Big Day Out and some of those big festivals.
Have you been to one of those,
mate? I haven't. Hey,
a day on the green.
Yeah, I have. I've been
to one of those.
Yeah, that's at the Sierra May Wines.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been to the day on the green, and I saw Spiderbait, and there was a heap of bands actually. Fuck, it was a long time ago. I can't remember who was there now. But I've never done a big day out. I've never done a big day. And I've always wanted to. And what's the ones down at Byron? Is that the big... No. What's the Byron Blues? No, is it...
Oh, the Blues Fest.
Is there a Blues Fest?
Yeah, there's a Blue Fest down there, so...
Oh, the big day out
and
is...
And then there's the Gympie Muster.
Yeah.
And then there's the CMC. Actually, I want to go to that. CMC...
Yep.
Next year, I'd actually, 100% want to go to that one. And I wouldn't even mind going to the Gympie Muster because it's not just music. There's bloody poets
and that's all still that on?
Sort of shit. So, yeah. I've seen a sign on the way up there, actually. So, yeah.
So, it must be, soon.
Must be. We've got a bit going on, though.
All right,
we
won't be getting there.
We've got one weekend off, and I think it's this weekend coming.
Yeah.
That I actually don't have anything on.
Well, we do.
I do have something on. We've got a couple of interviews. So.
We've got a couple of... things to talk about.
We do have it stuff on, but I'm not actually going away for the week. And then I think when is...
The following weekend is Gundy.
The Gundy the
next,
500.
Our next race, is next weekend.
Should have a couple of shirts for us by then too. So.
Sick.
Shout out to Tagline. So I've met this bloke out at Gatton Prison when we were building the prison out there. And I call him Tagline because he's like fucking 7 foot something. And a load would be coming in or anything like that, so he'd just grab it. So we'd just call him Tagline. And he's tall enough to have two arseholes. He's that tall.
Yeah, right.
So I think his name might be Greg.
Oh, well, he's going to be listening to this.
Yeah, he is. So he's actually, his little side hustle is making T-shirts.
Oh, that's so
T-shirts
good.
And so I think his missus is actually doing the T-shirts, and he does stickers and that. So
yeah, right.
So he sort of hit me up and went, oh, I'm listening. Well, I'll make you some shirts. And
so, Greg, you say Greg?
Let's just call him Tagline. Yeah. Let's Greg. Yeah, Greg. So,
Tagline. Yeah. Well, shout out to your Tagline. I'm interested to see these shirts.
Yeah. So
I'll start. I'll definitely start wearing them around.
Yeah, 100%. So but yeah, they're the people you sort of meet on the thing, and oh yeah, I can help you with this or I can do that.
Yeah,
it's really good and a little side hustle. So
yep.
Yeah, let us know your little side hustles and that's their passion. Like obviously you're doing a job, you might be a baller maker. He's a baller maker.
Yep.
And he's got into the stickers and he's missing the shirts. And
So has he got a website or anything?
I'll have to ask him. I don't think he has at the moment. It's only pretty brand new.
Well, we'll have to start tagging him in things and mention him.
And if it does.
He might even be a sponsor in a way, you know what I'm saying?
Well, of course.
Because if he's going to give us some shirts, he's realistically a sponsor, isn't he?
100%. So, yeah, shout out to those people that are actually doing something that, other than just their daily job. Like, let us know what you're actually doing, as a bit of a side hustle.
Yeah, definitely. What are you doing? In the background, what have you got?
This is our bit of a little sort of thing, mate. And this is consuming like fuck, mate.
This is consuming.
I needed this. Like, I was just stagnant.
Yep.
I was just like, after it sold the business and moved into sort of.
Isn't it exciting? Hey, like as much as this is crazy, and we talk daily, multiple times a day to get this to work, but it's just fucking amazing to sit down and do this with you. Yep.
And the people that actually want to listen to it, it's sort of strange. So on the way back from Fraser, I dropped in to see my mate's wife, Phil. Rest in peace, Phil.
Yeah.
Dropped in to see Renee. And that was really good. So that was the first time we caught up since the funeral.
Yeah. And anyone that's new to listening, go back and have a listen to episode 2. We do a tribute to
Phil. I still can't listen to it.
Yep.
So I actually broke down on Fraser Island and rang her. And
yep.
It was sort of strange. I don't know why. It was, well, we were actually driving down the beach and both my wife and I went, fuck, that's Phil. I just drove past someone that looked exactly like him.
Oh, right.
So that sort of sparks all the emotions and that sort of shit again too. So
yep.
So we finally got to drop in and see Renee on the way home, and that was good. It was good to sort of catch up with her. So she wanted to listen to the podcast, the tribute to Phil and that. So
Renee.
Yeah, but I made it do a 5-star review before she actually.
Thank you.
thanks, Nay. So I love you.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, mate. The old side hustle. So.
Yeah, give us a buzz. Maybe even if you want to plug, hey, what about use the Lads Potty email address? Send us an email. Voice recording about what you do on the side hustle, especially if it's already a business and you do something unique or quirky or whatever it may be.
And we won't even charge you for advertising.
No ways.
Yeah, we just like that. This is, free.
Just let people know what you're doing on the side.
Yeah.
Why not?
And tagline, if you are listening, mate, and if your name is Greg, can you just let me know? Because I've actually fucking only ever called you that. Sorry, mate. But yeah,
you've only ever called him
tagline. You're a fucking good lad.
Yeah, that's good.
Good lad.
Good people. You meet good people. So I'm going to now move on to something motivational while we're talking about side hustles, because this probably is a good segue into that. I am just going to press play. It should just work.
A real loser is somebody that's so afraid of not winning, they don't even try.
When it feels scary to jump, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life.
If you have an idea that you genuinely think is good, don't let some idiot talk you out of it.
The most important thing in the world is what you believe about yourself.
People give up right before they about to get whatever they need to get. Like, damn, you right there. You right on the door. And it's always the toughest when you're, like, right there.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
Whatever you want to do, believe it, believe it, believe it, even if you don't believe.
But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams.
So if you want to change your future, you got to change your thoughts now.
The only thing worse than starting something and failing is not starting something at all. How powerful is that?
Fuck, mate. There is a lot to unpack in that little bloody motivation speech, isn't there?
100%. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it because it kind of relates a little bit. Like, we're just talking about the side hustle stuff. It relates about this. Like, we're busy with doing this. And, like, just keep going. Just don't give up. Like, and people, they say, some people put so much time and invest so much energy into learning a new craft or doing something, and then you get like to the 11th hour where it just gets too much.
And you speak to the wrong person and they go, oh, fuck, why are you doing that for? And sometimes you need that person to say that maybe this is not a good idea.
Yep.
But you also need positive people around you. And if you're that focused on stuff like that, and you can look past those negative comments and all the rest of bullshit and believe in yourself. And if you actually believe in yourself, then you can do anything. I think
you've got to have the negativity come towards you as well in a way that even like the famous saying of bad advertising is still good advertising because at least they're still talking about you.
Yeah.
So even if it's...
Yeah, you're going to have negative people in your life all the time. But you need to be able to sort of push them aside and
just don't give up on them. If you are starting a side hustle or you'll get something going, and you're passionate about it and you believe in it, and that's what it takes. If you believe in it, then go for it.
Yeah,
fucking give it a crack. It's a side hustle. That's why it's a side hustle. It's not your full time job. Just keep going.
Yeah, and if it ignites a spark in you that you're actually doing something after work or want to better yourself, then it's a good thing for yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Like move on.
Yep. Yep. No, that's good. I reckon there's a lot in that that just blows my mind. It just gets me pumped up to, you know, keep going and doing more and more about for us that this, and then get more going with the visuals and start putting it out there. Because we, right now, we've today... really today is when I've just started a little bit of social media stuff.
Yep.
And this is episode 17.
And we've got people in the background pushing us too. So from, shout out to Sarge.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Look, he's pushing us, my mate Josh. Yeah, everyone's out there going, oh, here you go. Have this information. Have this, like the gear that we're using.
Mm-hmm.
And shit like that. Like, we would have no idea what to buy with camera.
No, and how to set it up.
Or the DJI. Or turn it on.
But so, we're giving it a crack.
Yeah,
so
we're learning, and it's still fun. Like, and I think when it's not fun, it's then a chore. But I can't ever see this not being fun. Like, yeah, like fucking
correct.
Yeah, here we are sitting in your shed, getting out of our heads.
Yeah,
deleting a few tins. I'm actually going to have another tin. I know you can't have one, but I'm actually going to have one.
Yeah, mate. I've still got a little bit left, but you can have another one. Why don't you bloody open up that fridge door again and get into it? They go down right. I don't mind these. And like, we had a big session on tequilas. Actually, one of the feedbacks I got was that tequila show that we did in your shed was pretty hilarious, because apparently I was slurring every second word and making words up. So I probably need to go back and listen to it. Cause
and that's why we're actually on to the something new as well too. So one of the feedback that I've little L. Thank you very much for telling us that we're drinking the same stuff over and over again.
Oh, yes.
So this tequila is pretty much for you.
Yep.
So she actually reckons she's been held hostage to made listen to our podcast.
Oh.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Really?
Yep. So she's Willie's wife over on Razor.
Shout
and
out.
He puts it on and she said, I nearly want to jump out sometime. Jokingly, obviously.
Yeah.
And some of the feedback is it's good. I love hearing the feedback.
Definitely. Yeah,
try this, do this, do that.
Correct.
And I'll tell you what, hit us up with some drink reviews.
Definitely. Like,
let us try some and I think, different stuff.
I think one thing we've learned is not buy 10 packs, because that's why we've gotten into that position, because we bought like two or three 10 packs and the fridge is full. We've got to consume these. And normally when we drink, it's...
What did it be?
And it's not like we drink daily. We only really, cracking tins on this show.
Yep.
Sorry about having a few double ups there with drink reviews, but we've learnt that. Let's not buy 10 packs.
No more 10 packs.
Let's buy 4 packs.
Yep.
And makes life a bit easier.
But I actually do have another thing too. So some of the stuff that I'd like to bring up, like probably make it a new segment or something. Mm. What can fuck off in your life?
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. Everyone's got something that can just fuck off. Mine is fucking traffic. At like 6 o'clock, I sent you some of those videos of me going through fucking...
Uh-huh.
I think that was like 7:30, I think it might have been at night.
Yeah.
Driving a semi through fucking Brisbane,
mm-hmm,
through peak hour. That to me can fuck off.
How good is it though that you don't have to deal with it daily? Like, do you deal with it daily? Oh, you are now because...
Yeah, unfortunately, backing around town and that.
So because you're back around town. So you've had it nice and easy with the Gatton... Built.
Oh, yeah, the Gatton bill was, mate, it was a 6 o'clock start.
Yeah, but you didn't have to travel
now
much.
Now it's like four, it was like still 20 minutes, but now I'm starting, I could start at 4 o'clock and finish at 7:30 at
night. And you're going through. So where's the bad bit for you? Like, you leave home, you're heading into Brizzy, it's pretty much when you get to what, Park Ridge area?
Yeah, it's not the morning, it's the afternoons.
The Arvo?
Well, at 7:30 at night, you've already started at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So you've already had a big day. Mm. So you're fucking fighting traffic, trying to fucking get around. So that's one thing for me that can fuck off. And I'm going to bring something up every week.
Yep.
Something that can just fuck off out of my life.
Yeah, gotcha.
Brisbane traffic.
Right now, for me, that can fuck off out of my life are little cunts. When I say little cunts, and I'm going to use that C word.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. I've had a bit of stress over the last week with... juvenile teenagers just creating a bit of stress in my life.
Mm.
So, they just need to go get a job and earn money the right way, not by stealing shit, really.
Yeah.
So I won't go too much into it, but that's what can fuck off out of my life.
Yeah. And is, I actually feel better cunts. Now that I've actually said it. I've got it off my chest. It can fuck off. So.
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys have got anything you want to fuck off out of your life, ring fuck in, off. Make a voice message, call in, and give us your rant and your fuck off. We want to know what you want to get out of your life. Make it 2 minutes. Send it into the ladspotty at gmail.com.
Yep.
Excellent. Fucking oath. What else you got, buddy?
Mate, not much. Just got a, what's today? Monday, isn't it? Tuesday.
No, it's Monday. If you need it, not many. Sorry, man. I just touched my phone and I'm getting back onto the scrap.
Tuesday, mate. No, just getting back into sort of the bloody cleaning cars out after Fraser.
How long does it take to clean a car? Like, I mean, you'll always find sand in the car.
You're always going
to
find
it. You've just got to clean it and then drive it around and let more sand vibrate out and do it again, eh?
Yeah, so that was Holly's job actually for this one because it was her drive over. So I've already checked the car over to Holly. It's not up to standard. You're going to have to wash it again. But we're on tank water too, so you sort of can't really. So she's going to have to go to the car wash and do a little bit more. But yeah, you're never getting it all out. Ever. Mm.
Not ever.
It's fucking staying in there forever. So if I ever go to see your Land Cruiser and I say it hasn't been on the beach, I'm a fucking liar.
Mate, I'm going to take a piss. I'll just press pause. Hang on a sec.
Right out.
There we are. That was good. I needed that.
Fuck yes.
How'd you go?
Oh, mate, yeah. Fucking long.
All right, mate. So we're nearly wrapping this show up. I will keep it a bit shorter this week. But I've got some news.
You got a news story?
Yeah, I got a bit of a news story, which I thought was a bit funny. So, woman arrested after calling 911 on herself while attempting to steal a car.
Why? Why?
Oh, I'm pretty sure she was fucking not in the right headspace to start with.
But what was she saying to 911?
When I look at her,
got a thing saying,
I'm going to show you a photo of her face. Of her, like, she looks a bit fucked up, right?
Mm.
Yeah, got a bit going
she's
on.
Fucking, she's had the chill. She's chewing.
Deputies say Terman is her last name, told them she was training in the game of Black Ops to steal a car, but called 911 to make the crime legal. So she's training in the video game. Obviously, that's a video game, right?
Black Ops.
Black Ops.
Are you a big video game player?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever been?
Okay, back in the day, yeah. So when Xbox first came out, when I was, young. Oh, geez, I'm trying to think how old I was. But, when I say young. Actually, let's go right back. I had the Sega console.
The old cartridge.
With the cartridge ones that went in the top.
Yeah.
Just trying to think of what games were on there. But fuck, this is going back a long time ago. But I had the Sega. The Sega, I think there was another one called, was it the Nintendo? No, there was one before that. But I had the Sega. Played some weird games. This is going back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so early 80s. I'm trying to think of the games. I think maybe Donkey Kong and things like that were on it. I really can't remember. There might have been a car game. But really, they were basic video games, really, back in the 80s.
Yep.
But they were fucking cool because you didn't know anything other than that.
Yeah.
Then fast forward off that, I don't think I ever got anything. Oh, I got a Game Boy. Those handheld Game Boys when I was still very young, maybe 10. And then I bought myself an Xbox when they first came out. Now, I can't remember what year they fucking came out.
Yeah, I've never had an Xbox. I had a PlayStation and I used to play Gran Turismo on it.
Yes, yep.
Gran Turismo was my go-to and I fucking entered in the 24-hour race and he got divorced. So, I actually wasn't even married then, so
yeah, right.
Don't know how you get divorced.
Do you remember the Daytona at the video arcade games? Like,
arcade.
When you're at the that arcade sitting back. In the car itself and that the Daytona Speedway and you had to hit the checkpoints and whatnot?
Yep.
Man, I can remember going down to this, into Grand Plaza, Brown Stains, the old plaza, where they had it wasn't called the time zone, but I can't remember maybe it was time zone. And there was like four cars side by side. It was the Daytona Speedway and you fucking throw in a couple of bucks and you just, man, I could go all night and about, or not all night, but 20 bucks, 30 bucks, just keep going and going and going.
Yeah. Yeah, the old video arcades. They were really good. That was a new thing when I was sort of a teen, the old video arcades.
Back in the early 90s here in Beaudesert, there used to be, and I'm sure JR that we had on, Justin, my mate, I'm sure he bought it because it was in his backyard for years, but slot car racing, but mega scale. So I'm talking, it'd be, 10 meters long in this whole stage and about 5 meters wide, and it's a leveled platform that's up. And on that platform, it was like a roller coaster, but didn't do loop-de-loops. But there was, I think from memory, about 7 lanes. So you could have 7 people racing. And, yeah, it was next-level slot car racing. So you'd build your own car with better gearbox, or better motors and better tires and all that sort of stuff. But that was back in the 90s. And that was here in Beaudesert for a year or two.
Yeah, just around the corner, wasn't it?
Here, yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That track, Justin owned that track. He bought it.
Has he still got
it? No, he sold it.
Yeah.
But it was in his backyard, just in the weather.
The boy does love racing, though.
Oh, dead set. Yeah. So loves his that racing. Slot car, yeah, that was something that was pretty cool back in the day. But other than the Xbox, I really didn't dabble too much into it, no.
Sorry about that, mate. I just fucking hijacked your story.
No, that's good. I was done with that.
Fucking silly.
But how fucking weird is that?
Silly woman to fucking dob herself in while you're doing a fucking crime.
Oh, I showed you the photo of her. She's got a bit going on. She's a bit...
She's a... what do they call it? The McCrackany? No.
I don't know.
Bethany. Methany. She's a Methany.
Oh, she's a Methany.
She's a Methany.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So. Mate, so that was... I just had a bit of news. No doubt she's probably regretting doing that, but...
Yeah, I've actually got no news stories. I've really been off my phone, so for the last week I really haven't been on it, so I haven't got anything fucking interesting at
all. Mate, let's finish up this today a bit earlier because we got shit on. We got stuff to do. Yeah. I got a joke, though.
Give it to me.
Righto. I'm going to try and perfect my jokes. But anyway, I'm going to crack it out. Here we go. A man is lying on the beach wearing nothing but a cap over his crotch. A woman passes by, remarks, "If you were any sort of gentleman, you would lift your hat to a lady." He replies, "If you're any sort of sexy lady, the hat would lift itself."
Oh, that's bad.
That's bad.
That's bad. Yeah. I've actually got a joke too, so I only heard it today. So, what does a deaf gynecologist do?
Sorry, what was that?
What's a deaf gynecologist do?
I can't hear what?
Fuck you. That's fuck. That's
that got you, didn't I?
Fucking twice. Twice, you fucker.
All right, no, go
I'm
again.
Telling you now.
I don't even know what the joke is. Start again.
What does a deaf gynecologist do?
I don't know, Barney. What does a deaf gynecologist do?
He reads lips.
Oh, fucking hell.
On that, we're going. We're going. I'm done.
All right, so I'm going to have to finish it off. You know what? Thanks for joining in for an episode today. The next couple of episodes, we've got some really good things coming up. So I won't announce any names, but we do have 3 guests lined up over the next few episodes. So no doubt we'll have a few in between that.
It'll be a lot more interesting than just listening to you and I. So.
Well, doing our weekly catch up. It'll be, and like Jeff yesterday, on Monday that released, that dropped down, which is today actually. But anyway, very interesting to hear Jeff's stories about his work and so many more questions we could have asked. But anyway, we do have some guests coming up. I'm not going to release who they are until they actually happen. But I'm looking forward to it because there's going to be some cracking stories out of that as well. And some good lads to meet. So, how about get out of your head and get into your sheds. And that's one thing, our shed reviews. We want to do some shed reviews.
Absolutely.
Down the track.
So one of the guests that I want to get on, I'll speak to him actually probably tomorrow. He's got a wicked shed.
He's got a wicked shed?
A wicked shed with a whiskey bar.
Ooh.
So maybe we could do some whiskey reviews.
We better do that on a Saturday night so we can stay there tonight.
Is it a Sunday? Oh, mate, I own 2 teenagers, mate, so they can be our...
Oh, they can drive us. Yeah, gotcha. So. Yeah, no, that's fine. We can do that. So get out of your head, get into your shed. Fuck going on a date, call a mate.
Yeah.
And that's for the boys and the girls. If anyone's going through any life stresses, call them up. Give them a chat too. Check in with your mate because that's what we do here. Checking in with each other.
We do.
So
Cheers, right, Stiffy.
I'm out.
See yous, bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes next.